Hey, nice to see you all. If you're new to church, welcome here. My name's Evan. I'm the lead pastor here. And this Sunday is just, we wanted it to feel the way it has felt, that it's just kind of full of getting to know the life of what's going on here and what's happening in this church. I have fewer minutes than I normally have to speak, but we just want you to know all that's going on, all the teams that are happening. We want you to see that there's ways for you to get involved. In fact, not just that there's ways for you to get involved, but I believe there's a calling from God on your life. If you're sitting here, and especially if you believe in Jesus, but if you don't believe in Jesus, just so you know, you're so welcome here, and he's inviting you to relationship. He's inviting you still to get involved here because he wants to walk with you. He wants to lead you. But if you believe in Jesus today, you know what he's done for you, and he's saying, okay, now it's time to share it. Now it's time to be part of sharing what I've done, part of the church that is sharing what I've done, part of what's going on. I have a role for you. I have a gift for you. I have a calling for you. And so today I just hope that our ears are open and our hearts are open, and that as we share about our teams, as we share about small groups, as we share about giving, as we share about all that's going on, that your heart might just be open and say, maybe, just maybe, Jesus is knocking on my door and his spirit is empowering me for something new this year. I don't think it's surprising that on a day like this, on a day like what God has been putting on my heart for this service, I don't think it's surprising that we have these amazing stories that land on stage today. I love when our internship starts. Because we have people who, I mean, when you're a young person, you graduate high school, the world is your oyster. You know, you could go anywhere. You could travel the world anywhere you want to go. You could do anything for yourself. No one's really going to judge you if you just want to go and do schooling. In fact, most people would encourage you. Just go start schooling. Go get a job. Go do your career. Go start moving forward in your life in all of those areas. And people want you to start financially or start in your career or start in whatever that is. But very rarely are there people who graduate high school and say, before I establish my career, before I establish my education, before I establish my familial thing, before I move forward in that, I am going to establish my spiritual life. I'm going to establish myself on the foundation that is Jesus. I'm going to learn what it is that he wants for my life. And so I'm going to give him a year to speak to me. You know, you give him a year to talk to me before I set the rest of the course of my life up. I love when the internship happens that way. And I also love that Rob's part of that today. Rob Rob's been an inspiration for me. And he is just, it's amazing to watch how Rob has led in this last year. We've had Rob part of us for a year. We're gonna miss him. Are you gonna miss him on this stage when he's not here on this stage? That's going to mean one of two things. One, either you're going to go to Port Alberni and see Rob and go see Northgate Port Alberni. It'll feel a lot like this, but with Rob. Or he's going to come back here and speak sometimes and just be with us. He'll be with us and staff during the week as well. But I've loved watching Rob's life, and Rob has done that exact same thing that the interns are up here doing, where he said, God, I have ideas for where my next steps are. My family has ideas for what our next steps might be. We have concepts of what it could look like for us to live our lives. But before we step into those, is there something that you would do differently? And God says, yes, actually, I want to change your entire life. I want to do it 100% differently than you had anticipated. I want you to plant a Northgate campus in Port Alberni. I don't know if I said this much before. I don't know if Rob would want me to say it either, but I have the microphone, and so I don't often take that kind of push. But anyways, it's just happening. But when Pastor Rob, when he started with us, we sort of talked that through. We talked the finances. I said, okay, here's what we can kind of do as far as salary for you goes for a period of time. This is how you need to start with us. And so what does that mean for you? He said, well, that means that would be half as much as I'm currently making. I said, well, how does that feel? He said, great. I'm in. And though that's kind of funny, I just want you to consider that for a second. I want you to consider what stories we're actually seeing happen in this church right now. what God is actually doing in lives, because sometimes we think of the Bible and we think, oh, isn't it cool that there were these people that sacrificed everything and gave up everything and poured their lives into the church? Isn't that so amazing? Well, I'm so glad to be leading a church that I hear stories like that regularly, that people like Rob are living that same way and saying, if I'm going to get paid half as much as I was otherwise, but it means I can follow God into the calling that he's invited me to take part in, then I'm a yes and amen to that. I'm going to it. I love that that's the case. I love that we're building an internship on that model. I love that there are people in this church running in that way. And I just want to today, as we enter fall, as we enter a new season, give you the opportunity to reconsider what your fall might look like. Reconsider what your year might look like. Because often at this time of year, we spend most of our time filling up our calendar with all of the events, filling up our calendar with all the things we want to put our kids in, or all the clubs we want to be part of at school, or all the things that we want to do, all the classes that we want to take at college, or all the things that we want to do. We often fill up our calendar so much at this point that we're going to be stressed for the rest of the year. And then not to mention that all of those things are going to cost us so much that already you're thinking, well, I'm so busy already, but I'm probably going to have to get another job because I'm going to have to pay for all of these things. And so also the opportunity to be generous or to follow God's plan for your finances is kind of out the window sometimes already for this entire year, because you've stretched yourself so far before you've even started the year. You've already made a plan. Sometimes we've already made a plan when we enter fall to limit the ability that we have to offer ourselves, our finances, our hearts to Jesus this year. And I want to invite you to consider looking at your fall and your year a different way. In Matthew 7, 13 to 14, the Bible teaches us, and it's actually Jesus' words, he says, "Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction." In other words, it's really easy, and if you don't think about it too much, you're just going to naturally wander your way down to destruction. I don't think Jesus is just talking hell. I think in some ways he's talking about that destructive life that gets you so busy you can't have peace in your life. You're financially so stressed that you don't know where you're going to go from here and how you're going to handle it from here. And all I was doing is just wandering down the same road that everyone else was doing, trying to be part of the same groups and teams and clubs that everyone was also part of, and trying to give my kids the best life that they were supposed to have, and trying to make sure I was just trying to be normal. And Jesus says, yeah, normal is what most people do. And normal can sometimes, in fact, he just says it just does, lead to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. I was reading a book actually a bunch of years ago, but I returned to it recently as I considered this sermon and this moment as a church. And that book, it's called Weird. I was talking about how Christians are to the world, how Christians would look to the rest of the world. And it's called Weird Because Normal Isn't Working. Isn't it a good reminder that normal doesn't actually work? We think, well, as long as I get my kids in all of these events, as long as I get in all of these clubs, as long as I'm part of all of these things, as long as my calendar is full, as long as I don't have too much downtime, as long as I know that I'm using my time for all of this stuff, I mean, it's going to be a stretch financially. It's going to be a stretch on my home. It's going to be a stretch on my marriage. It's going to be a stretch on my family. It's going to be a stretch on my kids. It's going to be a stretch on whether or not I could get involved in the church and the mission of Jesus. All of those things are going to be a stretch, but it'll probably make me feel really good because everyone else is doing it. And Jesus is like, no, there's a better way. I want to invite you into a way that actually doesn't consider you and you fitting in the normal world, the regular world, the usual, the common world. I want to invite you into a narrow road, through a narrow gate that looks a little bit strange, weird, unorthodox, not normal to everyone else. And I want to tell you that as you find yourself on that road, it leads to life for you. Rob, I've known Rob for, probably 10 years, Rob? Rob, to me, is the most faith-filled and fulfilled than I've ever seen him before. And you're living the greatest sacrifice I've ever known you to live. How does that work? How does that work that someone could be living in their greatest sacrifice? In other words, putting themselves last. In other words, considering themselves last. In other words, thinking about how God would lead us before we think about just what is normal and common and regular. He's put himself in this spot, say, God, I just got to think about you first. How is it that thinking about himself less has actually caused himself to be more fulfilled and more faith-filled? Oh. Because Jesus said that's exactly what we would discover. That we would find life. And so I want to sort of boldly invite you into three things as a church, into three spaces for us. I want you to consider three things that I think are very important for your growth, for your discipleship. I think it's important you read the Bible. I think it's important you pray. I think it's important you do missions and you share about your faith. I think those are things that are important. But there's three things that as we launch into a new season, I want you to consider actually making room on your calendar. I want you to consider making room in your heart. I want you to consider making room in your bank account for some of these steps of faith and discipleship with Jesus. The first one is, I want you to consider joining team. And I have these three cards that our communications team worked hard to create. And they say, ways to give, join team, and small group. And these are in the lobby, and then they're all connected to the website as well, because we want to make it really easy for you to jump in and be a part of this. And so I want you to consider joining team. I've already mentioned that to you. I want you to think about what it would look like for you to actually say, God, I don't want to have to say no to serving, no to offering myself, no to using my gifts within the church context because I've filled my calendar with every other thing. I want to start by considering, Lord, are there some spaces in this church even, spaces in this space where I should be involved and serving? I want you to think about joining team. Here's what it says on the back of this card. Team is the place where we get to do what Jesus did, the way he asked, alongside people you'll love. We work hard to find a place for people with a diversity of gifts and at all walks of life and faith. We see two things get accomplished when people choose to serve on team. For one, the church is built up. The Bible teaches us that the church of Christ is built up when the saints are engaged in the works of service. The second thing that happens is the people who serve feel most connected to others and the vision of the church while growing in their faith and character. We want you to have a space where you feel like this is home, like where you catch the vision with me, where you feel like I want to accomplish this as much as anyone on staff wants to accomplish this. I want this church to thrive and do things that none of us could imagine and none of us could do on our own. I want you to be part of the team. Galatians 5:13 says, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. In other words, to indulge yourself. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. I'll tell you, it was very easy to find verses to put on the backs of all of these cards. It's not hard to find biblical support for the idea of you serving, giving, and being in relationship with other people. Second one I want to invite you to, and I believe Jesus is inviting you to, is to consider how your finances are honoring God this year. As you set into this new year, are you setting up a course where you have to use every last penny on yourself? Where you have to use all of your money, it's all accounted for early on, and you're going to have no room for margin, which is stressful for one thing, but you also have no room for generosity. And if God starts calling on your heart and saying, I want you to be part of this project, or I want you to tithe, or I want you to be faithful as the Bible teaches, and you say, well, I like all of those ideas, but I'm a little bit strapped right now because I've already filled my life with this, 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 and this. God's going to bring you back to this moment and say, remember when the opportunity was made to you to say, would you reconsider your finances? We all decide where our finances go. We all put them somewhere. We all decide where we're going to value. In fact, the Bible says in Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Where's your treasure? What are you treasuring? Where does your money go? I just want you to consider Would you consider that maybe God wants to invite you in and has scripturally invited you in, and now maybe his Holy Spirit speaking to you again? Do you want to be a part of actually financially seeing God's work accomplished in this city and in Port Alberni and beyond? Maybe God's asking you to do that. And I'm okay to say that as your pastor because it's very biblically based. Jesus talks about it a lot. So, this card's also in the lobby. Last one I want to mention, small groups. Small groups is something we work hard to try to rally small group leaders and try to find a space for you. You know, I've found as a pastor that often, even Christians, that we don't have very deep relationships. Worship team, you can come on up. Often we have these relationships that are church-faced relationships. You know the ones. Hey, how you doing? Good. Everything good? Yeah, fine. Great. Awesome. Love it. Jesus is alive. He's living. The Holy Spirit is in me, I think. And we're cruising. It's awesome. Father God, whatever it is. Let's go. So often we don't have those moments of like, hey, I'm broken. Or hey, I'm struggling. Usually we think our deepest secrets are for us. And they're meant to stay secret. God actually gives us a different way. In James 5:16, it says, therefore, confess your sins to each other. I want you to think about what it would take to confess your sins. Usually what it means, the people that we like to confess our sins most to are people who don't know us. Some anonymous person, I'll just confess my sins to that person, then no one ever needs to call me on it. I don't have to feel embarrassed. I don't have to feel humbled. In fact, all of these take a ton of humility. But imagine what it would look like to have a friend who you confess your sins to. I got to tell you, I'm messed up. I really wrecked this thing. I know I said I wouldn't do that, and I did it. And what would it look like for us to have friends who actually go, ah, I hear you. Jesus loves you. We're going to pray, and we're going to get through this. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. I want to invite you to consider small groups. Consider building relationship with people so much so that you might actually be honest about where you're at. I've had a lot of people, I've known a lot of people who have been in ministry or just been in the church who eventually their life blows up. They've been dealing with way more than anyone knew. They've been trying to hide it for so long. They've been trying to pretend they were okay for so long that eventually everything all of a sudden blows up and they're pulled out of ministry. Sometimes they're pulled out of faith. They're pulled out of everything. And I'm often sitting there wondering, where were their friends? And so we want that for you. We want you to feel like I can have friends. And it's going to take some work. So we don't have all the leaders sorted out. We do the very best we can to try to get as many leaders in place as we can. Maybe God's calling on your heart to be a leader today, to welcome people into your life and care for their life and try to move towards understanding scripture together and welcoming the Holy Spirit into your lives together. But one way or another, we want that for you. In fact, we've been pushing on all of our team, on the worship team, on our youth teams, as we've been having all of our team discussions, that we really don't want anyone on team who doesn't have that type of friendship, that type of relationship. Otherwise, we just serve God. Well, I'm always serving and I'm always giving and I'm tired of always serving and always giving and no one cares about me. I hear that all the time. This is us caring about you. We're fighting hard to create a space that you might be known, but you need to decide to step into it. All of these require humility. All of them require sacrifice. All of them are of vital importance to your growth and your faith. All of them are going to need you to reconsider your calendar, reconsider your spending, reconsider where you invest your heart. I want you this year to join team. Learn about that in the lobby or online. I want you this year to find ways to give and set it up for yourself. Plan on being faithful to God before you're faithful to everything else. Plan on trusting God with your first fruits. And then I want you to consider small groups. I want you to be relationally connected so that people know you, can walk with you, can care for you, and that you can do that for them. I believe that's what we need. So we've worked hard to make sure it's available for you. Take us up on that offer. Jump in and serve. Join a small group. Invest financially. And let's watch God together give us the greatest year we've seen. Accomplish more than we've ever known. We're getting ready for next week. Port Alberni is going to launch. Next week, we're believing people are going to come to know Jesus in Port Alberni. We're believing people are going to be saved in Port Alberni and that things are going to be shifting and changing. And if you're brand new here, this is a great time to be part of the church because Jesus is calling on your heart too. If you say, I think I need to respond to this prompting in me, that's His Holy Spirit saying, hey, I've got something for you. It's a life with me. And you can find it in some of these ways. Just come and follow my way. Come and follow my pattern of life rather than the world's pattern for life. And start to know my hope for you. I just want to pray for you, and then we'll head. Jesus, thank you so much that you've made a way for us to know you. Thank you so much that your Holy Spirit comes to us, even in these moments, that we don't have to come and look for you, but here you are meeting us. That the work you're doing in us already is starting to draw us into relationship with you. Thank you that you're gentle and you're kind. But God, I pray that you would also convict our hearts and help us to recognize where are the spaces that we need to come into alignment with your plan for our lives. Rather than just follow the usual plan, follow the normal plan, follow the plan that's often stressed us out and overwhelmed us and set us up to be just overburdened throughout the year. Help us to know your plan instead and to follow it. Jesus, lead us as a church to be a church that is never inhibited by finances because we're responding to where you've asked us to give. A church that's never inhibited by burnout because we all of the church is figuring out how to serve and give and pour their lives into the ministry that's happening here. And a church that's never experiencing people leaving and broken because they feel like no one cared because we're developing small groups and growing in relationship where we're vulnerable, honest, prayerful, and discovering the Holy Spirit together. Jesus, help us find you. Help us know you. Help us experience you. And in Jesus' name we pray, and anyone who believes it says, amen. Amen. Well, church, welcome to the fall. We're glad that you're here with us. Next week, we're starting a brand new series called End of Me. We want you to come and join us. And it's going to be a ton of fun. Bring some friends out. Also, this evening, this is just a little whisper that I've heard. This evening after the service, I think there's going to be some nachos. So some of you may want to consider evening service instead of morning from now on. Anyways, we love you. See you soon. Have a great week.